I have to sing a bit of Andrea Bocelli if they win.
In your boxers, is that what you said?
No, I'm not in my boxers. Give me a break.
We're coming home, Nathan.
You've got the flags outside the house, I presume, have you?
Green, white and orange one.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast and download the OTB Sports app.
Andy Moran, we're here in Elvery's McHale Park in Castlebar, and it's finished up Mayo 5-20, Leitrim 11 points, a 24-point win for Mayo. What must it be like to be in the Leitrim dressing room right now after a defeat like that?
Yeah, Tommy, that's a hard one to answer. You know, very few times as a player you'd be there. They knew what to expect coming down today. I think the most optimistic Leitrim fans would have expected a win. But to go out the way they went out would have been very disappointing, particularly in the first half there when the goals were crashing in there. You need someone to really put to really put it down and try to just stop the rot, and it wasn't there for Leitrim. I thought Paddy Maguire for Leitrim showed great leadership, captain of the team, and really, really battled hard. And his physical fitness and his application, I think, really showed. But outside that, it was a really tough day for Leitrim. Some flashes, but Mayo cruised home.
You remarked beforehand that from the team that caused Mayo some early problems last November, there was a huge transition, there was a huge changeover. Nine players, I think, involved from the last day, or nine new players from the starting 15. For those smaller counties, and we've spoken in depth about the structure already on the Football Pod with Paddy Andrews, for those counties, how difficult is it to convince them to commit to play inter-county Gaelic football when they know they're going to go out against a county who have infinitely more resources, far more back in their four divisions ahead of them, and they're going to come out with a whooping like that? How difficult is it to convince, for Terry Hyland to convince those players to come back?
Yeah, I won't say that I know it. I suppose we're speaking from the privileged position of being a Division 1 team, or newly promoted Division 1 team now again. So it's never really been a problem with Mayo. The problem with Mayo we've had is that we've probably too many. Everyone wants to play for the county, because you know at the latter end of the season or the Connacht Championship that you're going to be there or thereabouts. Terry Hyland, like we were saying before the game, six gone from that. They simply can't compete to get the feel of where you need to get to. Young Pryor there today now knows now for next season what he needs to get to. The problem Leitrim have is to get that replicated over and over again. The problem Sligo has, the same. Louth, all these teams. The problem is to play against top opposition on a regular basis. That's how you get better. It's the same in every walk of life, every job. The more intense stuff you do, the better you're going to get at it. But the problem Leitrim have now is that they have to wait 12 months to go at that again. And if they draw Galway or Mayo in the championship next year, there's a possibility that could happen again. So it's really, really difficult. I wouldn't like to be in that Leitrim dressing room today. As a player, it would be hard to convince yourself, your significant other, that this is the right thing to do. But they are a county of great pride. I know them, I suppose, down through being in Sligo in college with a lot of the Leitrim guys. They take great pride in playing for the county, and they just need that again. But they need the players that have played this year and the players to play last year to stick at it, because they're the guys now that have the feeling and the know-how of what it feels like to play against a Division 1 side.
For James Horan, the Mayo preparations this week were really affected by a number of COVID-19 issues in the camp. We spoke to him briefly after the match. You could tell he was really frustrated with how the week went. Really threw them off the pitch, but on the pitch, they were utterly ruthless throughout that match. Who impressed you most today?
Yeah, I think the big advantage again, us as Mayo and different counties have, is that we can hold a big squad. And during COVID, we were allowed to hold 37, 38 players. It's one of the big, I suppose, resources we have, that our county board would allow us to do that. And today, you've seen the reason why. The experience of James Horan told, because he probably demanded to hold that amount of players, because this could have happened, and it did happen, and then he could deal with it and deal with it adequately. And who impressed me? I think the way you'd really go through it, who didn't impress you if you wanted to pick out the small margins? But up top, you have to be really impressed. Ryan O'Donoghue, I thought Tommy Conroy, when the game was a game in the first 15 minutes, I thought they were outstanding. O'Donoghue was a terrific little player. Works really hard throughout the lines. Very unselfish. Likes scoring a nice little goal for himself, which he did today. Darren Cohen put up his hand. 1-3. few things he could have done better, but it, all in all, after being out of the team for a long period of time, 1-3 is a lovely return. And Darren McHale, I think, 1-5 the last day against Sligo, and to return that there with 2-1 today, to score three goals in your first kind of two championship starts, it shows a player with huge hunger and potential that could challenge. The big challenge James has now is he's 6-8-9 forwards really chomping at the bit, and who does he select? Who are his six to go forward? And sometimes that's a bigger problem than you think, because when you just have your six, it's very easy to pick it. When you have 9, 10, it's to get the right formulas, right formations, right players playing beside each other, and that can sometimes be tricky. So that's the huge questions going into the Galway game. But all in all, I would say 5-20, huge return. Clinical at the back, no goals conceded, and I think they'd be very happy with that.
So the COVID-19 issues, we know that there's a number of players affected. We don't know exactly who, we weren't told, and we don't know exactly how many, but it's safe to say there's a couple. It may not have affected their on-field preparations facing the Division 4 side today. How much of an impact could it have? There's 13, 14 days to the Connacht final against Galway. How much of an impact can it have in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think it can be huge. It all depending on your close contact. I think it's 10 days from your symptoms. If you do have COVID, I think it's 14. Again, I can be corrected on them. But that puts you out of training. If you're a close contact, it might put you out of training on your Tuesday or your Wednesday. You can't get in the group session. So the only session you may have is your A versus B game next Saturday, which is a really tough way to go. But I've seen these things going both ways. I've seen fellas coming back from injury when they haven't been involved in the group, and they come back with a renewed freshness. So some of these guys might come back and they might be bouncing off the ground next Saturday, and it might push them on. It might really develop them and put them again into the eye of James Horn going into the Connacht final. So the huge difficulty for James and his management team is that he mightn't see the guys for a couple of days. But I've seen boys coming back into a group with huge freshness, and obviously I'm going to speak positively of Mayo. Hopefully that's the case with some of the lads coming back in.
We went in-depth on our analysis on Galway and their win against Roscommon 2 weeks ago. And one man you've spoken about over the last couple of weeks is Sean Kelly. He's an attacking corner back. He's their link man, the transition player. He's played in the half forward line, the half back line before. We know how important he is to Galway. So he's going to be lining out in that full back line. Today, Mayo's full forward line were brilliant. Ryan O'Donoghue scored 1-6. Tommy Conroy got 1-3 from play. Darren Cohen added 1-3. Which of those players is going to be tagging Sean Kelly back to pitch in the Connacht final in 2 weeks' time?
Yeah, I think what each one of those three, particularly Ryan and Tommy, can do, they can move, they can run, and they're honest. Like Tommy Conroy's real honest runner. Probably has a tiny bit of a different role within the team now with Killian and Aidan not in there, where last year he was the first runner, and if someone did break out of that forward line, he'd be the one going with them. But even at that, the half forward line, the Kevin McLaughlins of this world, the Darren McHales of this world, they're honest players. They'll go after, they'll drop in, they'll sit in, they'll go with Sean Kelly. I think on both teams though, Tommy, I think the key thing is that transition play. So on my own side today, Oisin Mullen, I think, assisted 1-3. We all know what Paddy Durkin can do. We all know what Owen McLaughlin can do from last year. Enda Hessian on the full back line, Lee Keegan, all these guys can transition. On the Galway side, we've mentioned Kelly, but Malloy, before halftime, before Roscommon, last week against Roscommon, three direct scores comes off him. I think he won two frees and one assist. Silk in the other corner, very, very good transition player. Johnny Heaney, who scored two or three goals in Mayo, very good transition player. So yes, we'll focus on the Shane Walshes and the Damien Comers and the Ryan O'Donoghues and the Tommy Conroys and the Aidan O'Shea's, but maybe the difference in the game is who can get their boys, the real dangerous lads coming out of the back line, who can get them assisting, scoring and getting on the end of moves, and that could be the difference in winning and losing in 2 weeks' time.
Mayo played their league football in Division 2 this year. They played Sligo in the first game of the Championship in Leitrim today. You've spoken about the magic number of 20 points when it comes to facing Dublin, say, in an All-Ireland final. Mayo have blitzed 20 points in every match so far this year. I would argue, though, that their defence really hasn't been tested that much. Can Galway hurt them up top? Have you seen enough from the likes of, as you mentioned, Walsh and Comer and even Paul Kelly? Have you seen enough in Pádraig Joyce's attack and play to say that they can actually hurt Mayo in defence?
I think this was, like, the game last year is the one to go from, so, like, if you're looking at 2020, Galway don't play Sligo and Mayo come in after beating Leitrim and Roscommon, and the game is a point game in Salt Hill. It was not the greatest game of football, but in terms of tension and closeness, it was a right derby. And Mayo come out on top with a 1-point win. And it was, I think that's the game to reflect on. I think it might have finished 14-13. Golan most certainly with Conroy, Matthew Tierney, Shane Walsh, Damien Comer, young Paul Kelly, most certainly have enough to damage Mayo up top. But on the flip side of that, Mayo most certainly have enough from Matthew Ruan, who was again very, very good today, Loftus, Aidan O'Shea, and the aforementioned boys that we mentioned before, have more than enough to damage Galway. So yes, depending how they set up structurally with sweepers and who they have behind the ball, but this is all the makings of a really, really strong game. Galway come into it after three or four really strong, we won't count the Kerry games, so three really strong Division 1 games, which were tied in every one of them. Good win against Roscommon. Mayo come in undefeated. Four good wins in Division 2. Two performances, because all you can do is perform against Leitrim and Sligo and go and win the game. Two good performances against both. So it's a really intriguing test. If Mayo go out and blitz Galway, we'll say they came in fresh. If they go out and it's not so good, we'll say they haven't been tested enough. So it's hard to know what's going to happen in a week's time. I would love to have had a test today. I thought Leitrim would put it up to us for here, 25 minutes. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But James Horn, his lads can't do anything about that, and they just need to move on to the next test. And I think in 2 weeks' time, we've got a right good kind of final supporters in the ground. It's going to be a great occasion.
We mentioned the strength and depth that James Horn has built this year and the amount of players that he's added to his panel. There's a lot of names missing today. A couple of players who may be back soon. Lee Keegan picked up a bit of a shoulder injury last week. He was named on the panel today. And Dermot O'Connor returned. For anyone who wasn't in the ground today, there was about 1,500 supporters in. The Leitrim players, naturally enough, went straight into the dressing room after the match. The Mayo team stayed out, some of them in a huddle. Some of the forwards stayed chatting after the match. And then there was two groups. One on the far sideline, there was about 20 lads sprinting across the field, and a smaller group, I think players that were actually playing, involved. Dermot O'Connor was one of them. I was keeping an eye on him. He was moving well. Any word on whether he'll be back sometime soon?
I think that probably answers itself. I said to you before the game, I don't think we'll see Dermot warming up too much. Called it completely wrong. He did a lot of moving there, a lot of running, a lot of kicking the ball, a lot of running. So he looks good, which is a huge positive. Lee is, by all accounts, going to be good. So I think Mayo will be better. The loss that's been well documented of Killian, I think everyone is going to be at this point, everyone should be available and fit to play.
Andy, thanks a million. I'll chat to you on Wednesday on the Football Pod. We're back with Paddy Andrews, our 10th episode, so we'll see what he has to say about it all. So it's finished up here in Castlebar in Elvery's McHale Park. Mayo 5-20, Leitrim 11 points.